Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a pleasure to be here with you this evening. We'll be in conversation with pianist Phil DeGreg about a concert series coming up at the First Unitarian Church. Phil, it's a pleasure to have you here and to talk about this great series that you've put together.
Well, thanks, Ron. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about it.
And this is under the auspices of the nonprofit Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra.
That's right. It's a big band, and it's a nonprofit organization. But these concerts are going to be small group acoustic concerts.
So all these concerts are on Sunday afternoons at the First Unitarian Church at Linton and Reading Road, and they all start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and at the end of the show, we'll let you know how you can get tickets. So you're going to kick it off on Sunday, September 11th, with an afternoon of Cole Porter.
Each concert's going to have a theme, and the thing that ties them all together, from my point of view, is number one, they have to be something that sounds great in an acoustic space. And that particular church, the Linton series, has done things for many, many years there. And I used to play some jazz concerts back there in the 90s, and I just love playing there, and it's a place where you can basically do the instruments acoustically. You don't use microphones, and the room allows that, as long as you've got the musicians that can make that work. And the other thing is, I wanted to do music that was melodic. So it's a variety of things. You can see the titles of the various concerts. They're all going to have programs with them. We're going to invite audience interaction if people want to ask questions. We want to just basically make the music as interesting and as, interpersonal as we can with the audience.
So the series kicks off with an afternoon of Cole Porter.
That's
on
right.
Sunday, September 11th.
And that's going to be featuring my trio, who's going to anchor a lot of them, and Lynn Scott, who's a great singer here in town. And these are some of the greatest melody songs ever written. Very funny lyrics, so I thought it was important to have a lyricist, to have a singer, and she's wonderful with it. So that'll be the first one, and then we're going to do a concert of Bill Evans.
Yeah, that's on October 16th,
October
16th. Music of Bill Evans.
Right. It's my birthday, by the way, that day. But it's also, it's music that's very close to my heart. This is stuff that I grew up with. So, and we're going to have Rick Van Mater playing. Everybody identifies Bill Evans, of course, doing trio. But he wrote these wonderful melodies, and I thought it would be really great to have a great musician like Rick basically lay them out for everybody so they can hear the melodies.
And after that, on November 27th, Beatle Jazz, baby.
Right. The music of my youth. Again, we're not going to be doing covers of Beatles tunes. We're going to be taking the melodies and reworking them in a jazz context. And that's all that I really need is good melodies. And these are some wonderful melodies. So we'll be doing some different things with them. But I think people will recognize the songs.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And Kim Pencil's going to play trumpet.
That's right.
Yeah.
My old collaborator from CCM days.
And a good friend of yours from Brazil is coming on January 22nd.
Yeah, Bruno Mangueira, who I've collaborated with, I don't know, since I met him in 2008. I was living down there for 4 months, and we've stayed in touch, and he's come up to Cincinnati, and I've been down there a bunch of times. He writes exquisite, beautiful music. That's all I can say about it, and hopefully people will get to hear some of his recordings and things. So we're going to be playing mostly his music and then some Brazilian standards, but he's a great guitar player, lovely guy.
So Bruno will be playing with your trio?
He's going to be coming up and playing. I might add a musician or two to it, too. I'm not sure yet, but at least the trio.
And then coming up on February 19th, a tribute to Stan Getz featuring Harry Allen.
Yeah, Harry Allen is a world-class, internationally famous jazz star. He's not a household name, but, I mean, if you look him up, you'll see he's been all over the world constantly. And we're calling it a tribute to Getz. He's a wonderful sax player. He can sound more like Getz than just about anybody I've ever heard. But he's just a virtuoso and a really nice guy, too.
Coming up then on March 19th, Jelly Roll Morton Revisited.
Right. So I'm going to be playing, again, great melodies, great tunes, a bunch of Jelly Roll Morton. I've been doing recently, been playing with Joe and Sally Lukasik a bunch. And as I get older, I go backwards in my interests, I guess.
My man.
And I've been learning a lot of this Jelly Roll Morton music, and it's fantastic. And so this will be an opportunity to really get some of those tunes tightened up. You know, again, it's all in the jazz tradition, and it's all about melody. It's a great challenge. As you know, I retired from the university last year, so mm-hmm. this series is partially an outgrowth of just giving myself some projects to do. And boy, it's a deep and rich tradition. And as a pianist, it's really hard.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's really, brother.
I mean, I'm not even going to pretend to be really good at it. You know, I have a lot of different musical interests, as you know, mm-hmm. the Brazilian things. But I, you know, I get as close as I can. The people that tend to be great at it tend to be specialists.
Yeah,
guys
I would
like
agree.
Butch Thompson. And, yeah, you know. Yeah. But it's wonderful, and I've been taking piano lessons again and classical piano lessons, and I'm feeling like, well, I can begin to approach this kind of music technically. You know, and I'm not trying to learn a ton of repertoire. I'm not going to be a classical musician.
No, we know that. But there's technique that can aid you.
Well, I'm just learning to play the piano better. And like I said, some of this early jazz music is technically pretty challenging to do. So it's helping me.
And then the final concert on April 30th, Remembering Kenny Poole.
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody here in town loved Kenny, and any time I can bring up his name, I do. So I thought this concert, and Andy Brown, who was going to be coming down from Chicago, he was briefly a student at CCM, but he found out, I think, early on school wasn't for him. But he's made quite a nice career up in Chicago, but he studied Kenny, also Cal Collins.
Those are the two guys.
Those are the guys, and he's like got more of Kenny's music and has more pictures and recordings, and he's just a total Kenny fanatic. He's probably knows about as much about his professional life as anybody. And, I mean, he's done a lot of research, and I think he's going to actually bring a bunch of make a little poster thing. He was talking about getting a website together just as a tribute site to Kenny Poole. So anyway, he's going to come down, and my good friend from Ann Arbor, Michigan, Paul Keller, who used to travel with Diana Krall, I've made some recordings with over the years, and he's a total virtuoso on the bass. I mean, he's the next thing to Ray Brown, I think. So those two guys are going to come down, and it's going to be a concert dedicated to Kenny. Kenny didn't write music so much. He interpreted music, but we'll do things that he's done, but mostly just kind of bring up his memory, and Andy's playing is very much in the style of what Kenny did.
I have to tell you, as far as solo electric guitar playing mm-hmm. went, I tell you what, Kenny Poole was a monster.
He really was. And, you know, again, not a household name to the people in the world at large, but musicians, you know, guitar players would come into Cincinnati.
They would.
They'd want to go see Kenny play solo guitar over at the Heritage. Where
they would. In fact, I had X number of guys who would be playing, you know, in the pit at the Aronoff Center, would call me up and go, hey, where's Kenny Poole playing?
Right.
I've heard about this guy. I need to check him out.
Right. Now, he was a treasure. And like I said, any excuse I can have to bring up his name.
You know, and Andy Brown definitely has developed. I remember.
Oh, he's tremendous, yeah.
I remember when Andy was coming to the blues jam sessions. Mm-hmm. At the Mansion Hill Tavern when I was seriously on the blues scene, and Andy was learning his craft and right. then developed into a jazz player.
He's quite a jazz player, and, you know, I mean, if people stay at it, they get better, and he has.
That's the I heard that's the trick. All right. Well, Phil DeGregg, thanks so much for coming in tonight and talking with us about the First Unitarian Church music series?
It's called Jazz at First.
That's
with
right.
a little at sign like
Jazz at First. Yes, at the First Unitarian Church at Linton and Reading Roads at 2 p.m. starting on Sunday, September 11th.
I should mention there's going to be a little wine and cheese spread for everybody.
All right, Phil, thanks for coming in. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Ron.
For more information about the first annual Jazz at First music series at First Unitarian Church, you can visit our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great night.